Hi, and welcome to another episode of Successful Inventing. I'm your host, Ken Johnson. Welcome. Today, we're going to discuss a topic that I think is very important for all inventors to keep in mind as they go through the process of bringing their idea from concept to the marketplace. This will come directly from my book, Chapter 5, and the subject is Maintain a Positive Mindset. Now, maintaining a positive mindset as you go through the inventing process will be challenging. You will face difficulties, you'll face roadblocks, you'll face people telling you negative things about your idea. And some of those negative thoughts or ideas that people will present to you will have no merit at all. However, there will be times when some of the thoughts that may be viewed as negative coming from outsiders will require you to take a step back and take a hard look at your idea. And I cover this point in other episodes on how to determine when to move forward or when to stop inventing. We'll talk a little bit about that today. But much of the negativity you will face will be unmerited. So you have to determine what's good advice to take and what's just negativity you should ignore. And all this will be important as you try to maintain a positive mindset. So today we're going to discuss a positive mindset, and we're going to talk about three things to keep in mind. One is to focus. The second thing to bear in mind is to deal with setbacks, because you will face them in your effort to be positive and move forward. And then the third thing is how to determine when your idea is not viable and you should move on to something else, another idea. So let's start. So in starting today, let's start with the point of focus. If you want to be positive and move forward with your invention, your idea, you must remain focused. This will be challenging because, you know, life, we all have lives to live. We have responsibilities. Many of us have families. You may have a job, of course, and these things will challenge you to focus on your invention and moving it forward, bringing it to market. So what I mean by focus here is not to the exclusion of carrying out your responsibilities, but to focus on your invention whenever you have an opportunity and have the drive to bring that to market and overcome the negativity and the obstacles you will face. This is the kind of focus you must have, the kind of focus that will help you rise above your challenges and continue to move forward. The second thing we want to talk about is dealing with setbacks. Now, you will face setbacks. There will be challenges. There will be hurdles. There will be obstacles in your way. Let's give you an example directly from my book that I faced. Now, this was not a challenge or a setback as it related to inventing phase 10. This was a challenge when I was actually marketing it through Kmart. If you know my story, you know that I invented Phase 10, along with other games, but Phase 10 at the time was my second game I was putting into the marketplace. And I had a deal with Kmart, who was selling them nationwide at this point. However, as I was rolling out Phase 10 on a national level, it became a challenge. I was faced with a challenge. I did not have enough capital for the expanded distribution Kmart was giving me. They were offering me their entire chain of stores, which at that time was over 2,000 stores, which required a huge investment in the materials to produce the game. So I did not have a bank line of credit or anything of that nature to borrow the money. So I was faced with a very difficult challenge. How do I raise the, I think it was roughly $20,000 I needed to produce the inventory to sell to Kmart. So exhausting any resources that I thought I had with friends and family at the time, I thought of an idea to deal with this setback. And the idea was to go to my customer, which was Kmart, and try to work a deal so that I could figure a way to finance this. So what I did initially was I went to my largest supplier, which was a company, I believe they were in Missouri. They were the company that produced the custom decks of cards that went into the Phase 10 game. And so I went to the owner of the company and asked him if he would extend credit to me so that I can produce the games on credit and then pay him when I was paid by Kmart. Well, up until that time, I had always paid for my materials, COD. So when the truck delivered the products, we cut them a check and paid for them, or we paid before they were even shipped from the factory in Missouri. However, in this case, I couldn't afford to do that, as I mentioned, so I needed an alternative way of financing it. So I asked the owner of the card manufacturing company if he would extend credit. He said no, he couldn't do that. I was still a new customer, a new business, and he didn't want to take the risk. And I needed that in order to make this work. So when he rejected the financing offer of allowing me to buy the product, the decks, on a credit line and then pay him when Kmart paid me, he said he couldn't do that. And so I asked him, I said, well, and trying to be creative and resolve this issue, I said to him, well, if I could convince Kmart to pay you directly, would you then supply the product? And he said, yes. So he would trust Kmart and in essence, give them a line of credit, but he couldn't give it to me directly because, again, I was a new business, but Kmart was the largest retailer in the country. So that gave me the idea then, okay, if he's willing to give credit to Kmart, now what I need to do is figure out a way to get Kmart to work with me and guarantee this vendor that they would pay him. So I went to the buyer at Kmart who had given me my order for the games on a national level and asked him. I said, hey, you know, I basically have a problem. You've given me this national rollout and I can't produce the games. And my largest supplier, which is a card, custom card manufacturer in Missouri, said to me that if you guys paid him directly, he would supply the materials. So I asked the buyer if he could do that. And I'm thinking he's going to say, no, we can't do it. But immediately he said, yes, we can do that. And I was shocked, but they were willing to do it. So I worked out the arrangements for Kmart to pay my supplier of the cards in Missouri directly within 30 days of Kmart receiving the finished games. And my guy in Missouri was happy because we continued to work this way for the first two or three large orders. And then he gave me a line of credit from there. And we did not need to work this arrangement with Kmart anymore. So I guess the moral of the story is you can't let setbacks stop you in your effort. You have to remain focused, have your drive, and figure a way to resolve the challenge or the problem. Usually there's a resolution to a problem or a challenge. You just need to stop and think about it. Don't panic. Don't become sidetracked. And just think through the issue. And throughout your inventing process, you're going to come up with these types of challenges, things that will make it difficult, hurdles that you'll have to jump. It may be with developing your prototype. Maybe you can't afford to pay the company that develops a prototype for you. So maybe you have to come up with something creative. I've heard of inventors offering a small royalty or percentage of the invention. I've heard of them offering some form of partnership if a business is developed to produce the game, the invention. I've heard of a number of ways people, inventors have employed in order to achieve their goal. You could borrow money from friends and family if that's the issue. And if your invention is truly a good idea, and you'll know this if you've done the research I've outlined in other episodes, you will know whether your invention truly is a strong idea. And if it in fact is, you may be able to bring in investors to help you with the funding and other resources you might need. So when you're faced with a setback, don't give up. Think through the issue, find a way to resolve the problem. You know, Thomas Edison, when he was trying to develop the light bulb, failed hundreds of times, not once or a dozen times or two dozen times. He failed hundreds of times in his effort to develop the light bulb, but he continued to focus. He had the drive and the determination to meet his goal and to overcome those challenges. And that's what I'm encouraging you to do. To figure a way to resolve the issues, think through the problem, focus, have the drive and determination to succeed. Now, there does come a time, however, when you will learn potentially that your idea is not viable. You should know this if you've done all the research I outline in step one of the simple plan. However, if you at some point determine your idea is not viable, have the courage to step back and move on to something else. Most inventions created by independent inventors that have patents are not successful in the marketplace or never even reach the marketplace. 98%, I've heard numbers as low as 90 to 98% of patented inventions do not return enough income to recover the cost to patent them. That means that the idea maybe wasn't viable in the first place, or the inventor aligned themselves with a licensee that really could not produce it, or the marketplace just rejected the idea. So that being the case, you have to be realistic and know when to step back, know when to stop inventing that particular invention and move on to something else. So if your idea is not viable, step back. That's a part of having a positive mindset. Stepping back from a bad invention is not negative. It's a part of being positive. The positivity is that you have a good outlook. You know when it is time to move on, and you know when it is time to continue to drive to bring that invention to market. It's that positive thinking that objective thinking, not subjective, but the objective thinking about your idea, the positive thinking and objectivity that will let you know that maybe this idea is not viable, so let me put it on the shelf and move on to one of my other ideas. So these are things to keep in mind and in your effort to maintain a positive mindset. Be focused. That's number one. Deal with setbacks. Number two, because you will definitely face them. And then number three, step away from an idea that's not viable. So again, I hope you keep these things in mind, and I want you to be really objective when you look at your idea so that you don't get trapped in a negative idea. And that's part of the negative mindset that you want to avoid. Be positive. Know when it's time to move on. Know when it's time to proceed and do the research I outline in the simple plan, my book, Step One. Do the research that will help you determine the commercial viability of your invention. There are other episodes in this podcast that will help you do that. Also, you can find that information in my book, The Simple Plan, 6 Easy Steps to Make Millions from Your Ideas. It's available on Amazon as well. So again, I want you to be successful. Listen to the other episodes in the podcast and stay tuned for new episodes. And remember, as I always suggest, always, always keep inventing. Keep your mind moving. Stay active. Look around you. There's opportunity everywhere. Okay? Again, this is Ken Johnson. Thank you for listening. And as usual, I wish you successful inventing.